Ricardo Martin, who joked about the Archbishop maybe attending more often for the bigger crowds, also said the Rooted in History motto they're going with this year will be carried forward to celebration number 101. After the Mass, congregation joined in a brunch at the adjoining Haven Hall. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscaster in the local news section, and at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
Wonder what he meant by being overly warmly greeted.
they kind of flocked to him, if you'll pardon the record. Yeah. Anyway.
Happy Halloween.
Technically, yes.
Well, it is Halloween, isn't it?
Well, it's around here, it was kind of yesterday.
You'll never guess what is the number one selling Halloween mask for 2016.
You're right, I won't. What?
Donald J. Trump.
Which I saw at my house, the very last youngster that showed up.
Kid wore it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It took some cojones. He is beating Hillary's mask 55-45. Not so much in the actual presidential race, but that is one scary mask for sure. One time I went to a 70s-themed Halloween party as Richard Nixon.
Okay.
And I didn't take off my mask for like an hour. Nobody knew who it was. It was great. Good times.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of disco music. Big old afros. It was great.
Uh-huh.
To break that out tonight, a little Nixon mask. Go watch the Bears get killed by the Vikings. Good times.
Can I point something out? There's a nice article on the front page of today's Journal Times. It's about a cemetery caretaker alive in spirit. The person that's being referenced in this article, his name was Tom Kramer. He worked here for many, many years.
Radio station?
Yes, did a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, made sure that our broadcast took place. He was the guy that put the logistics together. You know, microphones, tables, the whole nine yards. He did a lot of that for us. We lost him earlier this year in September from a heart attack. He and it's part of this article that he and Nick Comandi, who's a former firefighter, they were always involved in Halloween. And it's a difficult time for Nick, and that's what the story's about. But just wanted to pay a little tribute to Tom Kramer for the story that's in the paper today.
And what else did he do?
What else
you say he was a caretaker? Or a...
Which one, Nick or Tom?
Tom.
Tom, he did some announcing work here, but mainly behind the scenes stuff.
But did you say he had another job though?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he did, but it was unrelated to what the radio station was about. Tom's connection to the radio station, invaluable. Let me tell you.
Kind of like yourself, sir, and kind of like Mike Lummins. I wonder what he's going for trick or treating. He's down in Atlanta. You gonna go trick-or-treating tonight out there in Atlanta?
Hey, I have a Richard Nixon mask, too.
I am not a crook.
Yeah, no, I was in 1980, and I had just gotten started in radio, and I had this Richard Nixon mask, and I went to Madison to their huge Halloween party on State Street. 40 or 50,000 people, and they had different categories for a contest. And they had a monster. And my friend said, you should go up there. Because, you know, I had the blue suit on, the tie, just like you had. And I had some tapes from the radio station in my pocket that I'd whip out, you know, and wave those around. So I get up, and there's like these kids that might have been in the theater department. Frankenstein, the Wolfman, Count Dracula, just amazing costumes. And then, the MC puts the hands over our heads for audience approval, audience applause. And Richard Nixon beat out all those other...
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you would have got...
Is the best monster costume.
And that was relatively close to his resignation. He resigned in 74, so 80, there was still some memories of that. I might have been there at that one.
Well, it was just this, it's the election season. It was Jimmy Carter running for re-election against Ronald Reagan, and Nixon was up there pretending like he was running too. So
that's great. Well, too bad the Packers couldn't run a little better yesterday, give Aaron Rodgers a little bit more help.
Well, I don't feel so bad about that game because, after the game, I had to talk to my little grocery list, the players I had to talk to with big plays. Trevor Davis, the rookie who had the 55-yard punt return. Aaron Ripkowski, the fullback who had six carries and averaged about 5.7 per yards per carry. I had to talk to Geronimo Allison, the wide receiver. I mean, it was like talking to a whole brand new team, and that's because of the roster changeover they've had in the last 2 weeks. Guys that they put on, you know, when you don't have Eddie Lacy out there and James Starks, and you end up releasing Jared Aberderis, you got a whole new football team out there.
Well, they had the chance to tie for first place because the Vikings lost last week, and they didn't seem too bummed out about it, the Packers.
Well, I think the Vikings are 5-1, and they're playing tonight against the Bears. The Packers now fall to 4-3, but yeah, you know.
I thought they were 5-2.
You wanted to pick up that game, no question about it. But you know, it's also against the number one scoring team in the NFL right now. So the Falcons lived up their average. They're averaging about 32 points a game, and they scored 33 to win. The Packers have been averaging 23 points a game. But Aaron Rodgers threw 4 touchdowns, and so that offense looked a heck of a lot more like it should for Green Bay than what it has, frankly, in almost the past year. So I think you made a lot of progress yesterday. Here's a big question is that Randall Cobb was out with a hamstring injury, and Ty Montgomery, the second-year man, who they were using everywhere once he got healthy from a very severe ankle sprain last year that required surgery in the offseason. They were using him as a running back the last couple of weeks, as you know, number 88 lining up the field, plus a wide receiver. He started coming down with symptoms last week where he had a kidney ailment. He had blood in his urine. And they were still trying to see if he might be able to go. For 2 hours, they were warming up. I can't believe that people were so insensitive. These fantasy football player owners were complaining on Twitter, well, why couldn't the Packers have announced earlier in the week this guy wasn't going to play because he ruined my fantasy football team? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The guy's got a kidney ailment, and that's more important to you? But what ended up happening is that he told us he wouldn't go into details, but he said it's related to the fact that he has a sickle cell trait.
Uh-huh.
That opens up a whole new situation, you know, moving forward with him. But that was rather dramatic. But when it comes to scheming out for your offense, you know, Jeff Janis, 6'3", the fastest guy, second fastest guy in the team, maybe behind Trevor Davis, and this new guy, Geronimo Allison, undrafted player. We talked a lot about him during training camp. He's 6'3" as well, tall and fast. Maybe those guys are better targets than Randall Cobb and Ty Montgomery.
Well, Aaron Rodgers looked great yesterday. I mean, some of those throws were classic Rodgers pinpoint accuracy.
You're absolutely right. And I mean, right from the start of the game, strategy-wise, the Falcons tend to run a zone defense. And so for the first time this season, Mike McCarthy had those receivers running crossing routes as instead of these 5-yard turnaround and, you know, throw to the best matchup pre-snap. And I've kind of been banging on the table for that. They needed to put that into their offense to have more variety and move guys across. Now, the danger with that is when you run crossing routes, sometimes your receivers are a little bit more susceptible to really getting drilled in a hit. And that happened in about the third or fourth quarter to Jordy Nelson. Rodgers had the field spread out. He actually had 2 or 3 other open targets, but you know, it was a third down play. He really needed it. He threw to Jordy, and a guy just drilled Jordy. And I don't know if Jordy got off to the sideline. I'm not sure if he got back in the game after that. I saw him in the locker room, but I don't know if that's going to be one of those concussion type of protocol stories or not. But that's the danger with running it. But I just like that they got a bunch of new guys involved in the offense, and all of them performed, you know, in a high stakes game.
He's our normal leadoff hitter, Mike MC Hammer Clemens. This is your abnormal pinch hitter, Glenn Klein. It is a Monday morning, and it's 6 minutes until 8:00. Mike covered the Packers Falcons game in Atlanta. Did you run into my cousin Zach? He's the Channel 2 sports director and anchor for Atlanta down there, the ABC affiliate.
With about 20 minutes to kick, it was tough to get into Atlanta. It was very, very busy, bumper to bumper traffic. So I didn't get to this. up in the press box as early as I would have liked to. And I had spent a moment to look around for just a second, and then something else, you know, distracted me. And then once the game got going, it was cramped up there. It was packed. You know, they're going to raise that Georgia Dome after this season. It's been there since 1992. Brett Favre played there. You know, he gets traded from the Falcons to the Packers. And then when he takes over for John Mikowski, just like 2 or 3 weeks later, when he's like his second or third start for Green Bay, he played in a game there. We did very well in front of his old team, the Falcons, but and they ended up losing that one 24-10. Then there was a game in 2005 where Brett played there. It was his last time as a Packer, and he pulled out a much-needed win in the Dome. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers' best game ever, perhaps, might have been when he beat the Falcons for the divisional playoff on the way to the Super Bowl. So a lot of good Packer memories there, but they're going to raise it, and the new one's just about done. It's right next door to it, $1.4 billion Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's got kind of a retractable roof. It's got a hole in the center, I think, that they can open and close.
The appropriately named Mercedes-Benz $1.3 billion stadium.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Mercedes-Benz. The money they spend on these things, Glenn.
So Zach came to the Chicago. He was on the show on Friday. He came to Chicago because he's from Chicago. He went to the Cubs game Friday night. Unfortunate to loss.
Oh, sweet.
The Cubs. And then he flew back to Atlanta to cover the game. But he predicted that shootout. But the Cubs did extend the series with the big 3-1 win last, or 3-2 win last night at Wrigley.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio after I left the stadium late last night.
What, on the network?
Yep.
Who was doing
actually, I had satellite radio, so I was listening to Pat and Ron.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they must have been pretty excited. Geraldo Chapman got an 8-out save. See that?
Yes, I did.
Madden brought him in the 7th.
I think it's great that the Cubs' bats finally woke up somehow.
Yeah, and so let me get a commitment from you. So you're going to be back here Wednesday. After the Cubs come back and win the World Series, win 2 in a row in Cleveland, will you finally retire the Billy Goat sound effect?
Absolutely.
Okay. That'll be
But every time they lose a game, it's just too funny not to play. Oh, it's while Joe Madden is trying to explain why they lost.
Oh, it's hilarious, dude. It's a laugh riot. All right. Travel safe. Check out my cousin on Channel 2 tonight if you're in your hotel room or whatever. He's good.
We will.
He's cute.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
He was the one client that got the face for television.
You don't sell yourself short, buddy.
Thank you. Travel safe. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Glenn.
Call tomorrow. Call tomorrow. Tell us what you ended up going for Halloween, okay?
I don't think so, but anyway, yeah, I will.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Mike MC Hammer Clemens.
WRJN AccuWeather Forecast. Becoming warmer today with clouds and sunny breaks. Breezy this afternoon, high 59. Tonight, partly cloudy with a passing shower. The low 51 inland of 56 lakeside. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. The high near 70 degrees. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and cooler with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. High temperature 58. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
Partly cloudy throughout the area. It's 35 in Kenosha, freezing in Burlington, 39 in Milwaukee, and here in Racine at WRJN, partly cloudy and 37 degrees. Yes, the Cubbies survived.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.